Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you're going to hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. Listen for a moment. You hear that in the background? That's a little something from Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He composed the theme music, the intro, the outro. Check him out, GuyDavid.com. Anyway, this is the 65th Weekly Challenge. The topic was selected by last week's winner, and that was Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club. His topic is tofu pants. Okay, well, who goes first? Well, usually that's the winner from last week. And this time, it's Tom from the Footnote Podcast. Congratulations, Tom. I wonder what you've come up with this week. Well, let's waste no further time and find out. Here is Tom from Footnotes. Wait for it. Story.
Hello, Night People. This is Tom from the Footnote. I was just thinking, what are the best things in life? Good food and any sex. And if you can do them at the same time, it doesn't get any better. So, my story is about sex and food. It's called
Yard Imon de Balcon.
It was a patchouli. It does things to your mind. Her name was River, Nose Ring, Henna, copy of Gabron on the Redwood Burl, Indian bedspread hanging from the ceiling, clouds of sandalwood, and a Krishna poster in the John. Ever tried to take a leak with a blue god smiling at you? Chanted a lot. Om Mani Pad Miom was writing this book about the sensual vegan, which is how I ended up in downtown Santa Cruz in a pair of tofu pants. As God is my witness, Your Honor, I can explain the calamari underwear and sushi garter belt.
Thank you, Tom. Now you've got me all hungry. Whew. The text from Tom's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to everybody's homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do besides this. Normally we check out the veterans at this point, but oh my god, we have a rookie! The rookie's name is Cyril Ram. And normally you can find Cyril Ram at myspace.com/CyrilRam. Or is that Cyril Ram? Cyril Ram. Anyway, the link is going to be up in the show notes, and here's Cyril's story.
We went to the discount erotic clothing shop in search of edible panties. A dollar was too expensive, so we bought two pairs of tofu pants for a quarter. They're half off. Damn rats. We pulled them on and salivated, wanting to touch and press up against each other, with her hairy, dirty crotch visible before my eyes. I hungered for that strange taste, wanting to stick my tongue inside like raw fish. Delicious, tempting, and satisfying. Were it not for the shivering cold and the bleakest of winters, I would have eaten my first meal in 4 months.
Woo! Yeah! I love it when someone comes in and shakes things up. Thank you, Cyril. Man, what a rush. Now let's move on to the veterans, the folks that have been in the trenches for so long they've forgotten what sunlight looks like. Hint, it's bright. First up is Caleb Bullen, the man who picked this topic. The man of BlackTieMartiniClub.com. The man whom every Wednesday at 6 p.m. brings you the greatness. All right, here we go. It's Caleb Bullen. I was supposed to say something, wasn't I? Why isn't it playing? Why isn't it playing? Okay, I think we've got it fixed. Here we go.
What? We're rolling now? All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Black Tie Martini... What? Oh, the 100-word story. Okay.
Hi there. Welcome to a 100...
Let me take that again.
Tofu Pants always has to have a cause. He's one of these impeach the whales, no nukes for Tibet, save George Bush, bleeding heart liberals. For the last 5 or 6 years, he's been annoying us all about global warming, peak oil, corruption in the White House, and yeah, he turned out to be right about most of it, but he's so annoying. I hate him. What's worse, now that basically the whole country agrees with his wacky tofu pants bullshit, he switched sides to be a pro-war, pro-business neocon. Rumor is, he's getting the Democratic nomination. Stupid tofu pants.
But was that a cat? Are you mocking me with my lack of control over our feline residence here? You know, my wife went out of town, and Frisky will grow increasingly screwed up over the next week because he's going to miss his mommy. He's going to be like, where's mommy? Where's mommy? Where's mommy? And you know what? He's going to take it out on me. It's going to be 3 a.m. I'm going to be looking up, and it's going to be this fluffy orange kitty looking me right in the face, this old arthritic fluffy kitty who runs around because he's, you know, hyperactive. And he's going to be, where is mommy? And Nardo isn't going to protect me because, you know, Nardo is Nardo. He's a jerk. Anyway, thank you, Caleb. You can check him out at BlackTieMartiniClub.com. Next up is Terrence from the Never Was podcast, but here he is, so let's hear Terrence.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry into the 63rd weekly challenge, Tofu Pants. But before we get to my story, since Lawrence is always asking for put in your promo, here is my promo for my new podcast novel to debut on Never Was on July 27th. 2,000 years ago, the last human mage died. The elves refused to show the humans the secrets of magic again. New mages soon appear, possessing the knowledge of a corrupt form of magic. Seen as dangerous, they are hunted by both humans and elves. The necromancers gather, and Blackthorn, the most feared elf in the world, is sent to stop them. But for Blackthorn, it will be his final mission. Get buried in the sand at Never Was. www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas.
Never Was.
Raoul hated fashion, but he had little choice but to keep up with at least the basics. Given his lifespan, forever, he would have been looking out of date a long time ago, and that would just draw attention he did not want. So every couple of years, he would go out to the local trendy shops. He would talk to the salespeople. He would select some new clothes. He had survived through togas, powdered wigs, and bell-bottoms. But this was the worst yet. Who, in their right mind, would wear a pair of tofu pants?
Bye.
There you go. Podcast, promos, promotion. Hey, then the... Does the money ever come in? Show me the money! It never does. Even if you get hooked up with, you know, Fresh Media Works or Podshow or whomever, it's never going to come in unless you're big. And really, that's why I'm putting on weight. I'm at 700 pounds right now. And I figure that by the time I get to 1,000, 1,500, that's when the money's going to start rolling in. So pass the donuts, and thank you, Terrence McLean. All right, who's up next? Oh, it's Liana of Hodgepodge Point. She kind of skipped a week there, and then she got into it. Anyway, here is Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, and let's hear her story.
Welcome to the Liana and Lugo Man's audio experience, brought to you by Hodgepodge Point. Tonight's performance is an interpretation of the classic weekly challenge number 65, Tofu Pants. This piece is titled Fallen Sword. Please turn off your cell phones and enjoy.
Hayako, you no good samurai. Have no honor. You bring sorrow to our women. Children fear honor of their name never be restored. You disgrace our clan. For this you shall wear the tofu pants of shame. Walk village street and bear the bites of dishonor.
Oh, the tofu pants of shame.
Yeah, make him wear the pants.
You bring shame on our house!
My cow died because of you.
I take bites to get back honor.
You shame our village. No more show face in city.
You disgrace make wife barren.
Good tofu.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Liana and the Hodgepodge Point players. Woo! Wow. Thank you, Liana, and the Hodgepodge Point players. You can check them out at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Thank God I already went to the grocery store. All right, next up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. His music is the stuff you hear in the background from the opening, the ending, the stuff, and the week, and all that. So here he is with his marvelous story.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the weekly challenge number 65. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and well, did you have a healthy breakfast, lunch, or dinner yet? Well, if you haven't, then this is my story for today.
We make audible clothings. We have strawberry t-shirts, pineapple shoes, and chocolate hats. We have many lines of audible clothings, fit for any occasion. Mind you, we don't make those depraved sexually related underclothings. We are a good establishment and we renounce any such thing. We do tend to our customers' health. That's why we came up with our new health line of tofu clothings. Our new model of tofu pants is very popular among the young, and once you glue it down, you never want to have anything related to that deplorable sexual activity thing ever again.
I don't think I'm going to have a breakfast, lunch, or dinner after that. Too scared! Thank you, Guy. That's Guy of GuyDavid.com. Or Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Woo! Is it kosher? Kosher tofu? Is there such a thing? I can't remember. I think it is. I don't know. We'll find out in the comments. Next up is Daphne of Edlow Island over there. The half a bridge. Eric, the half a bridge. At DaphneandTamara.com. We're going to find out what Daphne has come up with today. Tell us a story.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the show that tells you where to spend your lindens. Find out more about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. And this is my submission for the 100-word weekly challenge. This week's topic, tofu pants. Caleb, I love the club. I love your podcast. I'm not too sure on your topics. But here goes. I had enough. I was going to take my revenge. I read about voodoo dolls and I started to melt wax to mold one. I ran out before it really looked like him. It had to resemble the intended target, so I rummaged around the kitchen to find something to finish the legs. Once it looked like him, I started placing pins. The next day, I saw him at the coffee shop. He looked fine, but what I noticed was his pants. They looked like they were made from wasabi paste. That had to have itched. I just smiled. That was a better choice than the tofu.
Please, please don't tell Trinity Hartunian about this podcast, otherwise we're going to find a whole line of new tofu pants in Second Life. Unless Caleb starts working on them. Maybe Raz is going to build them. Oh, great. It's part of the Martian invasion fleet plan. Everyone, put on these tofu pants, and then you can't fight the invasion fleet. It's never going to end. Thank you, Daphne. You can find her at DaphneandTamara.com. Next up is Chris Carlisle at .net? Is it .com? I keep saying Platypus Society and I just wanted to stop and I finally remembered. And now I can't. Well, he's probably going to say it within his story. So here we go. Remember, you're supposed to promote your own stuff. So here we go with Chris and not Platypus Society, ChrisCarlisle.net.
Hello everyone, this is Chris Carlisle back for another 100-word challenge on the topic of tofu pants. There we go. As the top fashion designer and cook in all of France, it was only natural that I would eventually combine these two talents. After many long hours in the kitchen and studio, my latest work is both a culinary and fashion masterpiece. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my latest creation. Tofu pants. You can eat them, or you can wear them. I am a genius, no? Although, I don't recommend you eat them after you wear them. But ladies, rest assured that whether you eat them or wear them, these tofu pants will not make your ass look fat.
I don't know whether to be scared or sick first. I think I'm going to do both. Thank you, Chris Carlisle, for churning my stomach with joy. You know, I think I actually, if you're going to eat tofu pants, French style, I think, is the way to go. Not Quebec. Not this fake French crap. fake Canadian French. I mean, no, gotta go for the real tofu pants. Okay, we've got one from our old friend Alpha K9, but no recording. Midget isn't here anymore. Midget no go. So I'm going to put it up in the show notes, as I've sworn. If you send them in and you haven't recorded, that's okay. I'll put them in the show notes. People can vote on them. But you're not going to win. Not going to get any magnets. Not going to get any hugs or praise. You're not even going to get to choose the topic. But you're still in there, and people can look at it and say, oh, I wish I could record that. Well, you can. Go ahead and record it, and we'll put it during the week. Maybe I'll even give you some magnets, you know, as a, hi, I poached one from them because they're too cowardly and I'm brave. So there you go. Alpha K9 story is up there. In addition to Alpha K9 story, there's one by, oh no, you know who it is. It's our old friend, the Mad Bard from Planet Z. He's here again to torture and assail your soul.
When I was little, my mother made me wear snow pants in the winter. They were just leggings I wore over my jeans when the snowdrifts were high. But they were great for sliding down huge piles of snow that snowplows would push into sidewalks and driveways. These days, whenever I go into the tofu processing units, I pull on my tofu pants and wade into the vast white piles. There's always a headcount of technicians going in and out of the tanks. Don't want to lose anybody. I mean, think of the scandal. Meat in a batch of tofu?
And there you have it. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 66th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 67th, and they win those refrigerator magnets. Folks, nobody has claimed the magnets for several weeks now. They are stacking up. We have no room. They're about to collapse on a cat. You don't want a cat, dead cat on your conscience. So really, write me and say, hey, where's my magnet? And I'll get them out to you. Okay, enough said. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. Need to subscribe to the feed. Need for feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on that site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready. Don't just click twice, click once. There's also a podcast pickle player up there. They've recently cleared out their favorites, so if you want to, go ahead, put this back in your favorites, or if it's not your favorite, whatever. Popularity contest. Oh, and as I said before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. 16 podcasts, Electronica, Night Guy, Night Rider, David Hasselhoff. It's really Guy David. We'll be back tomorrow with, I don't know, something. Oh, and if you're in Second Life, look for Edlow Island every Wednesday at 5. Podcaster meetup is somewhere. I think this week it's going to be in the Beyond the Pale Club on Nowhereville, which is one sim south of Edlow Island, bucketpodcast.com. Thank you, Maddie Jen. And then at 6, there is the Black Tie Martini Club with your host, Caleb Bullen, of blacktiemartiniclub.com. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm going to get this done so I can listen to Cylindrian play today. And, as always, keep it free. Closing.